Blog Talk Radio.
Praise me, enjoying your life. We're going to do a song that's a part of our worship. Praise me, enjoying your life. We're going to do.
Today she's coming for salvation. Let me just share with you. Let me share with you, my daughters. Road to salvation. Romans 3:23, all of sin has come short of the glory of God. 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Let me just back up to Romans 5:8. Romans 5:8 tells us, he was yet sinners, Christ died for us. Bring us to, for the wages of sin is death, but is eternal life. That brings us to Romans 10:9. As thou confess with thy mouth, believe in thine heart the Lord Jesus God, raising him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And that's the main thing, that we shall be saved. Confession and belief in your mouth. He did it for us. It's a great time for you to come and to share and to be here this night. Amen. Looking for something. That's what ministry is all about. Ministry is about bouncers coming into the place on Sunday morning, jumping up, running around. Dancing, music, speaking in tongues, that's not what ministry is all about. Ministry is when someone comes in and leaves. You stop what you do. Take care of the need that just came in, that just walked in. That's ministry. You came in searching for something. You came in looking for something. You came in needing something. Wanted something. Came to the right place. Where can I go when I need strength? Who can I turn to? We can't turn to a body of believers. Something is wrong. So we want to encourage you, our sisters. Whatever you came seeking for, whatever you came desiring, we declare that God has blessed you, brought you through what you're going through, bringing you through what you're going through. Amen?
Amen.
Sometimes, actually, sometimes, like, you have to be the one doing the work. Yeah, you got to be the one to help people or help pray people through some stuff. You've been in here long enough. Been in the Word long enough. Been long enough, so you got to know how to bring people into the household of faith. You do it. You pray them through it. You get them through it. Thank God for those of you that's tuning in tonight, that's here with us tonight on this Word broadcast, radio broadcast, Facebook Live. God is just blessed before we even came home on the scene tonight. That's how he operates, and that's what I'm going to share with you. God knows when to bring people in at the right time. The ladies just came in for prayer, and the Holy Spirit just took over. That's how it's supposed to be. You don't have to wait till Sunday morning to get here. Sunday morning is when you start waving your hands and lifting them up and start blessing him right where you are. You can bless him right where you are. And you know that's Sunday morning. You ought to tell somebody, that's my Sunday morning. That's my Sunday morning. I'm in my Sunday morning. We've been going over a series of wisdom seeds that will help us become better people. We've been giving out seeds that's going to help us become better. better, and as a better person, as a better servant, as a better parent, sister, brother, just better individually. This is what we've been doing. We've been going over these things and then giving them these things. How is the broadcast? Faces on the side. Just want to make sure that we're coming in clear. You all that's online tonight, let me know if you've been thumbs up or something that we're coming in clear. Go and call somebody, tell somebody that, look, the bishop is on. He's on. Go and invite somebody in to come and tune in tonight. Getting ready to do what God has given us to do. Amen. We're going right into it because prayer have already taken place. I'm telling you, the intercessors have done what they did. Okay, God bless you, Brother Eric. To the clear rebels. Thank God for the Brother Eric rebels. Brother Shane, I see some old in the state folk on tonight. Soul Cafe, we see that you're home. God bless you all down there. As man, we thank God for you as well. Some of you that's all tuning in, coming in, invite somebody. But we're going to go into it. Pastor Harbrook, God bless you. Thank you for joining. Sister Sandra, my sister, Michelle, God bless you. Let somebody know, look, we're about to get this train running. Yeah. We're about to get this train going. We're going to go a little bit further. Giving us some seeds of wisdom that's going to help us. Last week we ended up on finding some faith food. You need to find something that will help lift your faith, that will feed your faith, that will get you to the place of I just believe God. In spite of what it looks like, in spite of how it appears, I just believe God. You got to find something that's going to feed your faith. You got to find a place. Come on. You got to find a place that's going to feed your faith. Because the Bible teaches and tells us that without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Yeah, I see you, Sister Wright. They right sow. You got to learn how to sow seeds of wisdom. So sowing is not always, come on, not always in the financial part. But sometimes sowing comes with other avenues. You can sow some wisdom in. We want to look at tonight. Look here. Number 8, we ended up on number 7, going back to number 8. You got to listen to mentors of faith. Let's see how that walked right into it. You got to have somebody. Not only must you have a place to feed your faith, where you can go and get your faith fed, but you also need to have a person that will help mentor you and your faith. That will help when it seems as though you're about to give up, throw in the towel, saying, look, I can't take it anymore. You gotta have somebody that will come and speak something positive into your faith. Regardless of what I'm going through, the key to it all is, watch this, I'm going through. See, we miss the mark sometimes because we feel as though, because I'm going through, this is where I'm going to end up. But if I'm going through something, that means I'm not staying there. All right? It means I'm coming out of it somewhere that there's an opening for me where I can get out of what I'm in. But if I begin to listen to someone that's not feeding my faith, a person is in my life and not feeding my faith, child, I don't see how you're going to get out of this. I don't know how this thing gonna work out for you. This looking real bad. You ain't gonna be able to come through this. That's a person that's feeding some negativity into your faith. Now, What happens, you start looking at your situation or your circumstance, and you start believing what they are saying. You start falling in that, oh, it sure looks like I'm in this thing too far, too deep. I ain't no way in the world I can come up out of this. But when you got somebody that can feed your faith and put some positiveness in your faith, you can turn around and say, ooh, I'm going through this thing. Okay, knock, knock. Here comes the light bulb, I'm going through. And watch this, when that person is feeding your faith, what? They're going through with you. Come here, easy boys. That was in the fiery furnace. Look, their faith knew that they was not going to be there long. Because when the king looked down, he said, look, did not we put in three? But it looks like I see four, and that fourth one looks like the Son of God. Watch now, because you think you're going through it by yourself, but when somebody begins to feed your faith, they show up right in the midst of your situation and let you know it's all right, it's okay. Don't let your trouble, y'all ain't left me. See, I'm trying to give y'all the words. Just have faith. And believe, know that he's with you.
Every day.
It's all right. It lets you know, look, it's all right. We're going through this thing together because if I got connected with you, that means I'm going through it with you. And it's good to have somebody to go through it with you. How good is it to have somebody go through it with you? Because Joshua, he learned under Moses. He had somebody that taught him, that went through some things with him. You got to have a mentor. You got to have somebody that knows how to tell you when you're right and not afraid to tell you when you're wrong. Joshua had Moses. He learned under Moses. Timothy learned under Paul. Elijah learned under Elijah. They had somebody that could take them through what they were going through, what they was facing. They learned something from the mentor. They seen the faith of the mentor. They understood the faith. They saw what their faith was doing in their life, and they wanted the same power, the same faith in their lives. So they learned from it. When you got somebody that will give you the word, that will give it to you straight, that won't brown nose it, that won't cut any corners, that's not afraid to show you your mess ups from their mess ups.
Yes.
Come on, because how many of you know those mentors have messed up as well?
Amen.
Don't ever get in your life of thinking that no one ever messed up, because we've all messed up some way, somehow. But watch this. Even though we messed up, look at what God still did in our lives.
Yes.
Look at where he has us.
Yes.
He has us in a place to help others.
Yes.
He has us in a place to help others. And you got to have a mentor. They learned under some people. Observe successful lives carefully. Where do you want to be in your life? Come on, what do you want to have? Where do you want to be? If I want to be, somewhere in my life, come on. I'm going to use it anyway.
Come on.
If where do I want to be at in my life? I'm trying to hold it. But I think I'm going on to say it this way. Y'all going to laugh. Okay, it's a funny. If I want to be like a Creflo Dollar. Jeff, y'all get it. You can speak me later. You can meet me later. If I want to be like a Creflo Dollar, have a Creflo Dollar ministry, I got to learn up under him. I got to be able, watch this, wherever I want to be, I got to learn under them, study them. If that's where I want to be at in my life, what did you do? How did you do to get to where you are? To have what you have. To have Come on, y'all remember the movie with Will Smith? In the pursuit of happiness, he got under somebody that wanted to learn everything. How did you become such a great broker? Stockbroker. What did you do to get to where you are, to have what you have? I want that. So if I want that, I'm just like Elijah. I'm not leaving your side. Where you go, Elijah, I'm going with you. I'm going to be right now. I want what you got. Matter of fact, I just don't want what you have. I want double. I want double. So if I want double and I know you have it, I'm going to stay so close to you, learn everything I need to learn from you. So Elijah said, if you want double, and when you see me going up, then you catch. You catch my clothes, you don't have it. You don't have it. You can have what you want if you pursue. Learn how to glean. You got to go out gleaning. Lady Wright said, you got to glean. I'm gleaning in the field. I'm learning what I need to do to get what I want. You got to do something. You got to do some work. God bless you all for coming here, tuning on with us. Go let somebody know. Look, we're here tonight. Observe successful lives. See, that's the whole key. That's the key of being better, of being a better person, of being a better individual, of being a person of success. You've got to observe folk that are successful. Why are you observing somebody that don't have nothing? God, come on, help us. Because in my observing, because I see what they have, I'm not going to get upset or mad or threatened. Or get jealous because they got it and I don't. I'm not going to think that they're better than me. I'm going in. Look at him tell the bishop going in. I'm not going to be thinking individuals, they got it better than me when I want to get there. Yes, because guess what? They do have it better than me. If I'm trying to get something and I'm observing someone that's successful and have it, they do have it better than me. Because if they didn't, if I didn't need it, I wouldn't be trying to observe. That's why everybody can't be millionaires. So some folks would just lose their mind and think they're the greatest thing that ever hit the pavement. Come on, look down on folk, cause they got what they have. Come on. If I'm trying to get something, I ain't going to be jealous because you got it. I don't know what you went through to get it. So now what I need to do, I need to learn, and see what you did. They write their ass. See? You shall find, ask, it shall be given, knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. Yes, ma'am. I try to do the best I can. Say again. interrupt some stuff.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Those that's viewing, y'all should have been here in the place.
Okay.
Should have been here in the place. God just got to give you this testimony. This young lady walked in during rehearsal and asked me to lead in prayers. And he stopped what we're doing and began to pray. And God, the Spirit just came through and she's still here. Look, I just need y'all to hear. I'm not going to put her on. I just want y'all to hear her voice. See, a lot of times people can't handle certain things. And I won't expose them, but I want you to hear what God is doing and what God can do. All right? Y'all got that on five viewers? Okay. Okay, go ahead, man. This is awesome. I see you on tonight, Mom. I see you listening. Got millionaires in our presence. God can restore. Can somebody say restore? Your life is not over.
My name is on everything. Everything.
What?
Look, this is real. I'm reading some real, looking at some real numbers.
My real name, Kristen High.
She did that. Yep. You see, we're
alive. It's okay. I feel better that I got it out of me now. Because I wouldn't have never come up here and said that on the office.
Look at God.
Thank you, Jesus. God did this.
I'm seeing some stuff.
God did this.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was dying. It's so much on me.
The stuff is right here. She's showing me.
Hair coming out in the top. Everything.
Status. These are real. I'm talking about some nice cars. Nice stuff.
Get my stuff back.
This is real. Life is real. That's why I say you got to have somebody to mentor you. Mm-hmm. You got to have somebody to put a positive word in you. Because soon as we can have some stuff. it can be gone
the next day.
Come on. Come on. So, because guess what? When she had stuff, what I'm saying, when she had the stuff that she had a crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I don't even know half of the people.
Hell,
but
Jesus.
I still got it, though.
Hmm?
I still got it. It's just parked for right now.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get my stuff back and I'm going to get my kids back.
Look, we didn't touch that agree. It's going to happen. See, look, you came in the right place at the right time. God sent you in the right place.
There was something bothering me.
God sent you in the right place.
Sure did.
To come here. And we didn't know. She just came in and sit down. You know, and all of a sudden, God knows what you need. When you need it. Huh? He knows. See, I told y'all sometimes when we start the week off, it start off so good, then all of a sudden a shift happens, then we get upset because we don't understand the shift. But we need to understand, look, Sunday is coming. This is Holy Week. God is doing something now. Doing Holy Week, and he's showing us millionaire status that's going to be falling in here. Y'all ladies, I'm seeing this right here. I got the paperwork right here showing this right here. It's real. It's real. God knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. He didn't have to do it this way. But he did it for a reason. What is it that we got to get out of what God is showing us? Huh? There's something that he's showing us that we really not getting. When we get connected with the right faith. When we get connected with the right faith. God says, look, I got something. She just said, and I'm going to give it to you biblically. She says she still got it. It's just put up for a moment.
That's right. The Lord made him park my vehicle because he was riding all kind of women in my car. Now they've been parked for months. I'm going to get my stuff back.
Watch. Okay. Y'all trying to make me have some church. Y'all better go invite somebody and tell them, look, y'all go invite somebody and tell them the bishop is on, he's hot, he's growing. Yeah, look. It's parked.
That's right.
Huh? It's parked.
Yes.
Can I give you Bible? Can I give you Bible? Eyes have not seen. The good things that God has in store, held up, parked for those who love him. I told you before, it's time to get our stuff out of layaway. It's time to get our stuff out of layaway. It's been held up far too long. And it's time for us to get it. God, okay, let me see. I don't know. Let me see if I can kind of give you a little shout. Because this is a great week.
You hit it on the
head.
She's driving the truck about
$58,000. This is a great week. Watch this.
Yeah.
You know, I told you, Palm Sunday, we're supposed to make some noise. This is a great week. It's a great week. Watch this. Because for what seemed to be doomed on Friday, we know folks think that it's over. Come on. This is a great week. How so is it great? Because resurrection.
I wish y'all was getting this.
Resurrection is coming. Resurrection's coming. to go into your resurrection state. Y'all talking. God sent you here for a reason, for this purpose, for this word. And now resurrection is around the corner. And now it's time for some things to be brought back to you. But this is the time that we praise him in advance for our resurrection.
Things were so low that it couldn't come out of.
Well, I found myself in something that I wouldn't have victory. So now what the Lord tells me, go back and reflect on some of my champions that I got in his word. Because if you understand, the Philistines were just killing, were just tearing the Israelites up. They were tearing them and they were breaking them down, beating them down, they couldn't get through, they couldn't get past. They was just doing them up. But there was a little old shepherd boy by the name of David that was in the field. And he knew something about combat. Because God delivered him from a lion and a bear. Killed the lion and a bear with his own bare hands. This little lad. Come on, that's in the field. And you know the odds against a lion and a bear. It don't look good for the home. Come on, it don't look good. Now you got a giant. Come on, and a little lad. It really don't look good. The giant seems as though he has more leverage. He has more over the young lad. But we serve a major God that is big in victories. That will give us victories when it seems like we are about to lose. Come, y'all get that a little closer. When it seems like we are about to lose, he knows how to give us victories when all odds are against us. There's no way. There's no way you can get back what you lost the way it looked. There's no way I can get restored the way it looks in our eyes. This is how it looks in our eyes. But when we serve a God that specializes in victory, regardless of what it looks like in our eyes, when we follow him, the victory, the battle is already won. When we're fighting on the Lord's side, who's on the Lord's side? And because I'm on the Lord's side, he'll give me what I need. Because if you understand the story, King tried to give him all of his armor. See, when folk try to give you what they're comfortable in, they try to give you something that they're comfortable in, but it don't fit you. You're not comfortable. This is what they're used to, what they put on, because they're comfortable in going in the battle. Come on. How would it look like me putting on Lady Wright on? Chest plate, be right, stop right here. Helmet, it'd probably come right here.
Yeah.
She got a noggin. Yeah, but I have to give you another helmet, you know. Right? But man, I put a helmet on and just stop right there on the ground. And I'm walking out there with all this just stuff. I'm ready to fight. Can't hardly breathe. Can't hardly move. I would look like a fool trying to fight in something that don't fit me. But because you're comfortable with it, don't mean I'm comfortable with it. Come on. That's why when you get your own particular weapon, you zero your own weapon. That's the weapon you're comfortable with in shooting. Because you zeroed it to your eye. You understand how it works. If I get it and try, it might not work the way my eye is. Come on. I might not get nothing on the target. And got an expert badge in shooting.
people gonna take advantage of you and do whatever they want to do for you, but what they don't know,
uh-huh,
I already got victory. Because God is on my side, and I'm trusting him. I might have to go through my pit. I might have to go through my pain. I might have to go through a whole lot of pressure that's on my shoulders, but if I have to do that to get to my balance, so be it. I'm willing to go through it, and while I'm going through it, and that was the key of saying, I'm going through it, I'm not going to sit here and stay there and cry all night long. I'm going through this thing, and because I'm going through this thing, look here, I know my balance is awaiting me. So what I need to do, I need to learn what I need to learn. This time you did this, you got me, but next time you ain't gonna get me. I understand now. I know who you are, I know how you are. You've shown your true colors. So now I understand you. I know how to feed you with the lint with holy. Come on. So I understand. I will not allow you to trap me in this thing again. Because I'm learning something as I go through. I know who my real friends are. Come on, I know who my fake friends are. I'm only my super friends are. They call themselves friends. I know the people I should socialize with, and I know people that I should just wave at. Come on, wave at. I understand. I know how to just wave at. You got to just know how to just wave at some folks. And keep it going. Hey, how you doing? See you later. All at once. How you doing? See you later. Y'all got that? How you doing? See you later. All in one whip. You got to know how to wave at some folks and tell them bye at the same time. And because I've learned this, I'm heading to my palace. Because now what happens when I get to the palace? You thought that you got rid of me. You tried to bring harm to me, but you did not know what you did in evil. God meant it for my good. So now you're afraid to even come and ask me or come to me for something. But watch this here. Watch this here now. I ain't got to come and give you all the monetary that you think I'm going to give you. When they came looking for him, they was hungry. You hold me. I'm still going to feed you. I'm still going to feed you, but guess what? I'm not going to give you all that other stuff that I used to give you. I'm going to make sure you got something to eat.
That's it. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. People that do not know their God shall be strong.
All right.
That do know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. You'll be able to do anything when you know your God.
Amen.
Daniel 11:32. When you know your God, look, you'll be able to do anything. I know my God. Do you? Do you really know it? We say we do, but do we really know it? Do we really know him? Because guess what? He knows us.
He knows us.
He knows who we are.
He knows.
I'm not even out of time.
Right.
But I'm done.
done for me. Yeah, Mama, I know. Without him, I can do nothing. You know, when God says he's done, I'm done. He's done. He touched and did what he was supposed to do in this place tonight. So we thank you for joining in, tuning in with us tonight, sharing with us tonight. Wondrous Word broadcast, radio broadcast. We thank God for you tuning in. And for you that are here tonight on campus, we thank God for you coming and sharing with us tonight. This is great experience, this worship experience, this miracle experience, this God experience, this anointed experience. We thank you for being in this place tonight. Look, until next week, we'll see you. Grace and peace unto you. And we love you. We adore you. And check us out again. Look, we'll be back Sunday for our resurrection service. Resurrection service on Sunday. For those of you that tune in with us on Sundays, look, we'll be here Sunday. We're going to give you a little something that God has given us. Hey, we're going to just have a great time in the Lord. And when God say put the mic down, I put the mic down. He's finished talking, I'm through talking. So join us Sunday, and we'll be back here again on Tuesday. God bless you. God keep you. Heaven smile upon you is our prayer. Go in peace, my brothers and sisters.